Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, folks, I'm really excited about our next conversation. The Immigration Museum has been transformed into an all-new multi-sensory and multimedia exhibition, which is celebrating Glee through, get this, vibrant designs and powerful storytelling. And how apt, it's called Joy, which is a bonus point for me. Exhibition features seven newly commissioned installations from Victorian-based artists. And joining us this afternoon to tell us all about it is Khalid Warsome, the Public Programs Producer at Immigration Museum. Khalid, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. Real pleasure to be here.
The exhibition has been in development since 2022 with an original aim to celebrate colour. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so the Joy exhibition was, it was born out of research that the museum conducted in 2022 as we were coming out of the pandemic. And one thing that we found out was that people are really, really ready for joy. And it's become such a large, high priority for Victorians as well. And we've always done exhibitions that are themed around things that connect us. And in 2018, we had the Love exhibition.
Yes, and I remember that was really popular. It sort of embraced, if I remember, stories of like identity, belonging, and togetherness.
Yeah. And Joy is it's the next development in that theme as well. It's seven artists from Victoria, and each of them have responded to the theme of what sparks their joy. And it's been a real hit with visitors since it's opened at the beginning of March. And it's been really incredible seeing the whole space transformed throughout the museum. And seeing all those incredible artworks as well.
I think the thing that resonates with me is we're talking about local-based artists, obviously Victorian-based, and we're opening up the opportunity not just to one but to seven different ones. And it's telling and sharing stories from different perspectives? Would that be a good way of trying to sum it up?
Yeah, so the artists were asked to respond to the prompt of what joy means to them. And, artists like Spencer Harrison, whose exhibition Bring It to the Runway is about the importance of colour in his work as a queer artist and the powerful voice force that can convey an emotion. Becky Orpin's Bunny Dearest recreates childlike joy. Callum Preston's Video Land, which has been a real hit, is about nostalgia and through pop culture. Elias Alavi's beautiful painting is created in collaboration with Shara Ali. It's about resilience and the strength of communities. And Jasmine Rajari, poet and artist, is talking about her pieces about how cultivating joy is one of the most radical acts an oppressed group can do. Then there's Nadia Hernandez's work, which is about joy in everyday life and family and community. And Nick Sikilic's Joy Generator, which is about color feeling joy and providing the key to unlocking a positive reflection. So it's seven artists, seven very different takes on it, but all united by this sense of community, sense of belonging, sense of, joy existing with other people and with people, friends and family and communities that you build around that. So it's a really beautiful stories, and each of the artists have responded to the theme in their own words as well. So as you go through the exhibition, you can read about the artist's statements and what joy means to them as well. It's a really beautiful experience.
I love how obviously you started the conversation by saying this came out of what we all went through, which was a really hard time, and you sort of had a thought, well, how can we sort of put a really good warm feeling with what people come and experience and sort of see, and obviously they'll be doing that when they come to the Immigration Museum. Yeah. Now, one of the things I sort of was privy to, I had a bit of a little nosy as to what you're doing. It's sort of one of the things that sort of I remember. This is before the days of streaming. I recall as a young kid, I used to go to the local video shop to choose a film to watch. And you've got a brilliant installation by a pop artist that you've mentioned and designer Callum. Tell us about that, because it really is visually, it's captivating. It's sort of an amazing space, but you're going back in time. So what is it?
Yeah, Callum Preston's work, Video Land, it's been an absolute hit.
Yes.
Callum's an artist who really works in the space of nostalgia and painstakingly recreating experiences. He's done similar works in the past where he's recreated the milk bar from from our childhoods. I remember there were a lot more milk bars around the suburbs than there are now. And Videoland is a recreation of a video store with VHS tapes from his personal collection. He's got a collection, I believe, of over 15,000.
No way. Was he being cheeky and basically was sort of like starting to sort of just box these up, just find local sort of op shops and just go, right, I'm going to do an installation art piece. And just
he's been working on the concept for a while. And when I spoke to him, he mentioned it was something that was just in the back of his mind for a long time. And the idea of Joy was such a strong alignment with that, with the project as well. I know that I've been enjoying it a lot. There are so many, it's such a different experience that I almost forgot about. I'm old enough that I remember going to video stores as a child, and especially after school. And
I'm the same.
Recreating that experience, it's so much more superior than what we have these days when you just look at a screen for an hour trying to pick something to watch.
I'm the same, Carl. That's why when I was privy to sort of seeing what these different sort of pieces were, it sort of like resonated with me. I really like it. We're chatting with Carl Dworsum about who's a public programs producer at the Immigration Museum about an exhibition called Joy. Now, one of the other ones I want to talk about, you've got a Wurundjeri artist and poet that's created what I would call like a comfortable cushion space. Just tell us a little bit about that.
So Jasmine's piece, Our Laughter Will Become the Waterfall, references the waterfall that used to be right in front of the Immigration Museum on the Birrarung River, just around where Queensbridge is. And it's a powerful link to the place. And it situates us in the space where the Immigration Museum is currently. It used to be a gathering space for Indigenous people for thousands of years. And it's about how cultivating joy is such a radical act, and it's something that is always done in, it always coincides with community and coming together and family as well. For her, joy is a really tender and often it exists in the domestic space of gathering, sharing, laughing, and caring for each other. And she's created this beautiful, quiet space that is, have this dinner table conversations and laughter and singing as a soundscape, and there's these cushions where you can just sit down and really connect with the idea of being in a space where you're sharing and you're connecting with people. It's a powerful experience, and it's a beautiful work as well.
No, that was the other one that sort of really pulled me in, and I can't wait to sort of see it. All I can sort of say is coloured. I'm looking forward to sort of seeing these seven artists and sort of going into a bit of a journey as they're sharing, reflecting on what makes them happy, because we all sort of need a bit of joy in our lives. And I think being what we've all been through the past few years and the cost of living and all these other things that we're still dealing with, this is a great exhibition to sort of see. How long does it run till?
Yeah, it's running till the end of next year in September. So it's got quite a bit of time to see it. And we have, of course, public programs throughout the next few months. We've got tours that you can join to be taken through the exhibition. And we even have a wellness program that we're linking to the idea of sparking your inner joy as well, which you can all find on our website.
Good. I love it. And I realize it's going to be open, obviously, for all day and at the Immigration Museum. And the other good thing, Carl, before I let you go, is that Joy is doing a outside broadcast on Sunday at the Immigration Museum. And if you want to see us in action and all the fun that goes with it, we'll be chatting with some of the artists, so you'll be able to hear it. If you can't make it there, go live to Ebb. And also, if you want to come down and say hello, please do that. There'll be a lot of opportunities to sort of talk to people who are presenting and have a bit of fun too and enjoy the exhibition. So we're looking forward to that as something that we want to do here with you guys. And Carla, thanks for joining me on Drive.
Thank you.
That's Carla Wasame, Public Promotions Producer at the Immigration Museum.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.